Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it.
Hey, everybody. Internet land. Money Talks, Russ with RST Coaching Academy. Hello to you. Glad you tuned in. Glad you stopped by. We're in for another treat. I'm going to interview my new friend George from Atlanta, Georgia. This guy, I don't know, he looks kind of old. Maybe he's even older than I am. I don't know. But, you know, you can't knock us old timers because we've got the experience. And this is something that you folks, most of you, need to learn from us guys that have been around the block a few times, have some knowledge and wisdom to share with you. So anyway, George has been in the sales and marketing arena. He worked in the Fortune 50 in marketing and sales for a number of years, had his own marketing company, I think he said, for 8 years. And now he's got a new venture going on that he's going to tell us about eventually. But before he gets there, I want him to tell us how he got started and where he's at, how he got to where he's at now, and what he's up to. And then ultimately, maybe some words of advice that he's going to want to be able to pass on to you to help you along your way. He's got quite a concept that he's going to describe. It kind of blows my mind, might blow yours too, but hey, it's worth listening to. And let's listen to him and get to know George. So George, take it away. Tell us about George. You started to tell me where you were raised in that. You can start that again. I won't interrupt you this time, but tell us your background. Tell us how you got to where you're at and what you've been doing. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Russ. I appreciate the opportunity. I grew up in Northern Virginia on a small farm with a large family. I have 9 brothers and sisters, and we're all still around and still close and having a good time. My first business that I ever had, I was 7 years old, and we didn't have a lot of money. So what I was doing, I was collecting money outside the church and that had fallen into the grate. And I would take a long pole and stick some bubble gum on it, stick it on it, go down and fetch some money up, right? That was one way I did it. And the second way I started making money, I found out way back when vending machines were started, I found out if I took a penny and I could lay it on a railroad tracks and have a train run over it, it would, if I lined it up just right, it would flatten it to the size of a quarter, and I could use it in a vending machine as a quarter for a penny. But I would take that penny and go sell it at school for 15 cents. At age 7, I was an entrepreneur. And my world started with a penny, and now in my semi-retirement, I'm introducing my final business with a penny also. So it's quite amazing, and I'm happy to tell you about it, because once people understand it, they'll go, oh my gosh, where in the world has this been?
All right. So about your career with the Fortune 50 companies.
I was with Northern Telecom in the telecommunications industry. I've been in the telephone business in sales and marketing, but more of sales. I spent my first 20 years in direct sales, sales management. I opened up a branch in Virginia for a telecommunications company, and I had, we started from ground zero. I had no references, nothing. Just opened up a small office in a city in Fairfax, Virginia. And I had 100% of my sales reps over quota 5 years in a row. So I learned all about sales, and I created a system that I could have people follow, and they all made money. And then I got kind of bored with that after 20 years and decided to open up my own marketing company, because nobody could differentiate the difference between what was sales and marketing. So I opened up a
There is a big difference, isn't there?
Yes, but nobody could explain it. So I opened up my company called Plum Tree Marketing. My logo was a plum tree with all these green plums and one low red hanging fruit. And I told them, I'd say marketing was managing all the green plums and the timing. And we provided all the ingredients to make them grow over time with water and fruit and vegetables and nutrients And then when they finally ripen, they turn red, and then we pluck them off and hand them over to the salespeople. So marketing was managing all the green plums, and sales was picking them off and go closing them and eating them. So I did that for 8 years and helped companies.
That's quite a concept, but it's very true, very valid. People that I work with say that marketing is senior to sales. And so on, people aren't going to buy from you if you don't know who they are, if they're not warmed up to what you've got. So that's very, very important.
Yep,
And
you got
people
to
do
nurture
get,
them until they're ready. And when they're ready, you got to be top of mind awareness.
and they get, people do get confused over that. So go ahead, carry on. What were you saying?
So then I did that. And then I worked for another company for 6 years and helped him grow a new product line. And I had a really bad car accident about a year and a half ago. And I decided after that I better slow down and just get back healthy. And then I had this idea on this new business idea forever, and I just always wondered why people didn't have enough money. And I really struggled with the concept. And I said, well, is there enough money in the world? And I said, yeah, there's plenty of money. Then why can't people get to it? And I went on a self mission to figure out why and developed a solution for that.
Okay, and
And I now have a program I'm launching. It's just ready to launch, where somebody can make $1.3 million in 2 to 4 years part-time, and they can't use their own money. And here's how it works. And Russ, I'll use you as an example, but this can be for all your listeners. And I'll
okay,
ask you a
listeners,
couple.
tune in. Pay attention.
Here we go. Russ, have you personally ever found a penny laying on the ground and picked it up?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Second question. Did you ever turn that penny into $1 million?
No.
Oh, man, you were so close, Russ. I'm so sorry. That was your chance and you missed it. But now here's the question. Could you turn that penny if you found a penny? By the way, that was free money. It's not even your money. An investor threw that on the ground and 10 or 20 people walked by it. And the law of attraction, if you believe in that, said that penny's for you, right? Does that make sense?
Got it.
And so that was your investor that handed you your investment money, starting with a penny. Now, if you really, really wanted to be wealthy and you decided your only skill you had was taking action, and I say they spelled action wrong in the dictionary, they spell it ACTION. That's all wrong. If you were just to take that I out of the middle of the word, pick it up and move it in front of it with a space, it would say, I act on. And that's the difference of what makes people wealthy is one more thing is, but they got to take action. So if you were going to take action, if you took that penny, how hard would it be if you to figure out somehow to double that to 2 cents? Would that be hard or easy? Be easy, right? You could figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. And
I'm
it
thinking
take
here
that.
there's a trick question. Is that a
Well,
trick
I'm
question?
leading up to a trick answer. And that's what everybody wants is an answer, right? So now you double that penny to 2 cents and four and eight to 16. If you just keep doubling that penny 28 times, it will mathematically equal $1,342,177.28. Can't argue with the math. It's
Nope.
common sense. If you don't believe me, you can go do it yourself and double it and run the calculator. But now, here's the final question. And this is the question for everybody. If you had taken that penny you found and you doubled it 28 times and were successful to reach $1.3 million and you did it and had that money in the bank, how hard would it be for you to do it again? You found
Probably
another
not
penny.
too hard.
Yeah,
No.
because you know what worked and you know how to do it, right?
Yep.
So then the only logical answer is the only thing between you and your $1.3 million is the knowledge how to do it. If you had the
Yep.
knowledge, you could take that I act on and go do it again, right? That makes sense?
Exactly.
So I've created a solution that does exactly that. Let me tell you how it works. And at the end, I'll tell you where you can go and get to it.
Good deal.
But here's what you do. So you find a penny, you log into my new system, and you say, here's how I found my penny. I was walking outside from the supermarket. There was on the ground. I looked around. reached down, picked it up. I went into my account and entered. Here's what I did. Enter. Could you do that?
Yep.
Okay. As soon as you do that, my system rewards you. It's kind of like gamification. And then it says, hey, Russ, now that you contributed to the system, it's a community. Now my system opens up and shows you all the answers from everybody else ahead of you in the system, how they completed the step you're about to start. So you get to see all the knowledge, all the answers of everybody else out of you, how they took a penny and doubled it to 2 cents. Boom, you just find one of the ones you like, copy it, enter it in, enter. Now you get to see how everybody ahead of you doubled 2 cents to 4 cents. Enter, then 4 cents to 8 cents, and eight to 16. And you just keep following it because it's like if I gave Russ a 28 question quiz, but I gave you the answer to each question before you had to answer it, could you pass?
Yep.
Bingo. So now I'm giving you the answers that worked, and you can come up with your own answers if you want. But now what's happening is you're helping everybody behind you, and everybody ahead of you is giving you the answers to the step you're about to start before you have to start. And
All right.
that's the only gap that's keeping people is that knowledge of what worked so they could do it. It's just like the guy that broke the 4 minute mile. It took him to the year 1954, and he was the first guy to break the 4 minute mile in 1954 years. He broke it by 1 second. He did it 3 minutes and 59 seconds. The next year, 17 people
Yeah.
broke it. And now today there's about 1,793 people that have broken that record. So it's a belief that somebody can do it. And I'm going through the process myself. I'm personally on step 20 of 28. So I can help coach people, and we're starting to build in answers, and we've got gamification built into it. And now we're launching this program out. We have a 30-day free trial to see if you can find a penny and double it in 30 days from the date you find it to get it to $5.12. Because if you do that, that's phase one of three phases. And what that will do is re-script their mind and create a new script that says you can double your money at any time. So from that point on, your brain and your subconscious will never ever challenge, can it double? Because it just did it 10 times in a row. It's got the proof. But the reason people haven't done it is because they heard things growing up like, we can't afford that. Money's the root of all evil. Rich people are greedy. You'll never make that much money because I didn't. And all those things created your belief. And until you replace that data, you'll never replace that belief. So we're building a second belief that just says, I can't, I don't, I can double at any amount. Then your brain shifts from the left analytical side to the right creative side and goes, well, how do you do it? And if you don't know how, your subconscious will wipe you out again with fear, doubt, procrastination, and non-belief.
Right.
But now, since we're giving you the answer, your brain goes, oh, well, now you know how to do it. Okay, you can go do it if you choose to.
Well, the ultimate, the probably the original question mark in people's mind is how are you going to turn a penny into $1 million? So if you get them past that, get them to try maybe the first step or something,
When
because
you double it to $5.12, you're a third of the way there. So the
yeah.
first phase, re-script your mindset. The next phase is 10 more steps from $5.12 to 52.34. And that's where you hone your skills and your experience by practicing in what you're really doing. So let's say if you went to a yard sale and you had $5.12 and you knew you could sell something for 10 bucks and you offer them five, they may say yes. They may turn you down twice. And on the third one, you buy that coffee mug because you can turn around and sell it on eBay or Etsy or Amazon or to a neighbor or next door and sell it for 10 or eight. Sell it for eight, and then you buy something else for eight, then you sell it for 10. And then you entered in here. So I did it. It took me two times to do it. Enter. And so it's a simple process. It's all common sense. And it's not a scam. It's not, we do charge $35 a monthly subscription to be part of it, but you don't even need my system. I've just told everybody on your system how they could do it themselves. But if they like to get the answers in advance, then so if they spent $35 and it took them 4 years to do it, they would invest $1,600 to make 1.3 million. Would that be a good deal?
Sounds like a good ROI.
Yeah,
Good return on
it's a good
investment.
start. And I literally had somebody, because I teased him and said, well, when you get the 1.3 million, what I want you to do is give $1 million away and put it back into society. So, because you know how to do it again, you can start with 300,000 and do the last three steps and make another million three and do it every year. But I had a girl tell me, she said, well, I don't know if I could give it away. And I said, okay, there's a mental virus you have. I said, why don't you do it? Don't give it away yet, but double it again from 1.3 million to 2.6 for another year. And if you can't do that, double it one more time and go to 5.4 million. Then could you donate a million? I get you.
Indeed.
So that's the program, Russ. I invented it. I'm the founder of it. I'm on step 20 of 28 myself, and we're now getting ready. We're going to target Gen Z and millennials to try to break the barrier to become financially free by age 30. But we can work it for anybody at any age to become
Right.
financially
No,
free.
the principles are universal.
Yes,
So
sir.
anybody that wants to plug in to sign up for it, it's going to work if
And
a
they can
person.
work at a half hour on the weekend and just do it at their own pace. They can do it in 2 years, three, four. Or if they get distracted, they can pause and do a timeout and do it in 6 years. It's up to them. We have the system in there. We're building a Facebook group where we can share. I'll do bi-weekly calls where we'll coach people and we'll give them support and all the things. And we've got gamification built in, that all the young guys and women like to play, it's almost like a video game almost.
So what went into coming up with this concept?
Well, it comes back to, was there enough money? And there's plenty of money in the world. There's an abundance of money out there. And then I just started thinking about it from back to my original sales thing, because you're solving a need with sales. Nobody's going to buy something unless they have a problem and you have a better solution to solve it over all the other salespeople that are competing against you. And I figured out it was just the knowledge. And if you The problem is the people that do it, they'll tell you that they became a millionaire, but they never told you how. And I said, well,
Is it duplicatable?
it's duplicatable. And if I pass it, if you're already doing it, somebody's helping you ahead, you'll give knowledge that's old that you don't need to use anymore.
But
And you
I'm talking about these other people that have become wealthy and they don't show anybody, teach anybody how to do it because perhaps they're being selfish, number one, maybe, or number two, what they did to accomplish that is not duplicatable.
Well,
Where
no,
you're doing something that's duplicatable.
they're afraid somebody would steal their idea and put them out of business. So that it was all hoarding the idea. But I said, I'm going just the opposite. I want to nurture all those plums, like my plum tree marketing, have all these people become wealthy. And the minute I make the first millionaire, then it'll just explode. And once we start making millionaires and get the answers in the system, it will last for generations. Your grandkids could be playing it. And that's what I want to give back to society, because, I've had that abundance of money and now I'm sharing the knowledge and I've created a system that everybody can use. And by the way, if any of your listeners cannot afford 35 a month, just have them reach out to me and I'll give it to them free. It's not about the money. And then what we're going to do, the final thing to make it big, when people start making tons of money and make the 1.3, I want them to open up pods, and then we're going to go after 401k money that's sitting in there on the side. And what we're going to do, let's say if you had a 401k as an example, of $100,000, okay, making 3, 4, 5% return, it's money you're going to use 10, 20, 30 years in the future. So what if we went to Russ and say, Russ, you got $100,000. How would you like to take 5,000 of that, move it to a self-directed IRA, which is completely legal, and invest it in us? And we would give you a 50% return, would be our goal, instead of your 3 to 4%. Would you be willing to take a risk on a little bit of money?
Sure.
You'd probably say sure. So what we would do is take that $5,000, cut it in half with two buckets of 2,500, 2,500. We would take 2,500 of it, and we would hire disadvantaged people, stay-at-home moms, homeless people, whatever that you want, and we would bring them in and hire them for $20 an hour for maybe 2 or 3 hours a week. And we would teach them how to take your $2,500 remaining and double it to get to 10,000 in a year. We'd double it 200%. That would bring 100% return. And we'd ask you to split it 50-50 with us, and we'd give you back 50% return, and then we'd have 50% return to go bring on more people and teach them how to fish
Right.
so they could go out and do it on their own. And we could end financial poverty in the world with that model by itself.
So you've developed this over how long of a period of time have you
Oh my
been?
gosh, it's been 10 or 15 years, and my former ex-wife was like, no, don't spend your time on that. Make me money. But I've always had the idea and honed it and been kind of just building it. And now I've got it. I've got it on the web. It's all built. I'm building out. I finished the 30-day, we call it a 30-day money mindset challenge. Kind of looks like this book right here. It's another gentleman that wrote this, a guy named Ben, and he gave me permission to use the title. But it's a 30-day money mindset challenge. And you take it when you find the penny, that starts the 30 days. And then you go in and we have courses and you say, I tracked it, and you go in and update it. And it goes, yay, congratulations. Here's your next step. And it just walks you through using, and I've already got answers in the system today with people that have been testing it. We've already got answers. And then I'll help people and give them ideas and things to do, but it's very simple. It's doable. You don't have to be educated. You learn as you go.
And just got to follow directions.
Yep.
Do what you're told.
Or make your own directions, your choice. But the system and the process is there. It's duplicatable and it's available to anybody that will just make the decision that I got to change my financial world.
Okay, so is the name of your program, is the 30-day money mindset challenge,
No,
or just the
that's just
book?
the first, that's the first phase. The phase one is double a penny from a penny to $5.12. Phase two is the learning and developing the skills of practicing from 512 to $5,234. And then the last phase is step 21 to 28, which is going from 5234 to 1,000,003. But the program and the website, you want to write this down because my name's George. So, and we want to make millionaires. So we named it millionairesbygeorge.com.
Got it.
And if you go up into the top thing, there's a 30-day challenge. That's how you get started. It's free. And then after that, we will then make available phase two that they could sign up for $35 a month for fast or short as they want.
Okay, so phase one was taking it to what level?
$5.12, 10 steps. If you double pay 10 times, that's what it equals.
And that's at no charge.
That's no charge.
Okay, to 512. And then after that is 35 a month for the duration.
So if you took 48 months times $35, that would be a $1,680 investment financed by me to make $1.3 million. I'll basically say, if I finance your education, it's like an MBA. Think about this. I say, if you look at an MBA, you'll spend 2 years, 40 hours a week, all this course lesson with quizzes and all this stuff. And then when you get out after 2 years, you're 100,000 in debt. And what do you have to prove? You get a piece of paper that says, good luck and make your first penny.
Yeah, right.
With mine, if you do it in 2, 3, or 4 years, you come out, you have 1.3 million in the bank, you have zero in debt, and you have the knowledge to do it over and over and over again. And we call that MBG, short for Millionaires by George. So I say, why do you need an MBA when you can get an MBG?
Yeah, all right. Well, that blows a lot of minds right there, because they think that the way to acquire wealth is to get a good education and get a good job.
Well, you're still going to get educated on this one, but you're
Yeah,
looking
but you and
at
I know that that's not true,
it.
because it's not that kind of an education that they're going to get at school. So you got the right program there to really teach them how to really accomplish that kind of a goal.
We want to
And
make everybody who wants it a millionaire. And they got to decide they want to do it.
yeah.
Get people in here and say, "Oh, I'll give it a try," and then they get up to, 5 cents or 10 cents or 20 cents, and they give up. Well, that's their choice. They have to decide, but everything they've ever done successfully in their life is they had a decision first, they were going to do it, and then the brain figured out how to do it. Now they just have to decide, and we're giving them the answer how to do it. So it's
They just
very
have to
simple.
follow through, follow instructions. Right.
All else fails, follow the directions.
Yep. So you're doing this yourself. Did you say you've got other people that are doing this for themselves as well?
Yep, I've done it, and I'm up to step 20 where I turned a penny into $10,000. And right now, an ugly plug, I have this little device here called Enough Button. And basically, what it is, if I it has on the side, it has a 30, 60, 90-day timer and an on-off switch. So when you turn it on and off, it blinks a couple times, and then you put it on your refrigerator, and 30 days later, it starts blinking, and it reminds you to change your dirty air filter so you don't have dust in your house, so you're not breathing all that dust. So now you can go, it's called Enough Button or No Ugly Filter. And my website is getgetanuf.com. And my marketing is, hey Russ, did you get enough?
Did you get enough? Yeah,
And you put it on your refrigerator, and people go, what's that? And you go, it's my Enough Button. Did you get enough?
enough.
And they can buy it. It's online at getenough.com for a one-time fee investment of $20. And they
No.
only have 1,000 of them. Now I took my money and had it developed and printed and developed, and I have 1,000 of them. So I'm going to turn $10,000 into $20,000. And then I'll start investing in exotic cars and real estate and houses and boats and businesses. And I'll just keep growing to my last 8 steps. So if anybody on here wants a cleaner house and they don't want to breathe all that dust for months, get enough button at getenough.com.
Yeah. You just got to remember to change the stupid filter.
Well, you get reminded to change your oil in your car now with a reminder, and you change your oil, right?
Yep.
But your filter's up in the attic or in the basement, and it's out of sight, out
Exactly.
of mind.
Yep.
Now, even if a married couple, it starts blinking, then the husband knows to, I better change it or she's going to bitch at me.
That's right. Yeah. I look
So,
at mine, very infrequently, and boy, this thing is dirty. How come there's so much dirty air in this house? Well,
the problem is the filter collects as much dust as it can, and when it gets full, it lets the rest through, and
yeah.
it's floating billions of particles all day, all week, all month. And when it finally settles and enough settles, then you see it. But you've been breathing that stuff the whole time.
Yeah, that's a whole subject in itself, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah,
Well, there's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
man. Well, when you're making all that money, when we have all that money coming to us, we can just hire somebody to come in every 30 days and swap out the filter, right?
I mean, there's services that'll do it for you.
Yeah, then what we've done is we bought time, because we've hired somebody to do something that would take us time, because
Sure,
we so we bought
absolutely.
time.
So
So
millionairesbygeorge.com is my invention, and I'm pricing it so it's anybody can afford it. And again, if somebody can't afford it, send an email to George at millionairesbygeorge.com and we'll give it to him free. Say,
Got it.
here's the
Okay.
here, a year's free. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. So this is multiple phases. It's a multi-phased,
Three phases.
three
One,
phases.
one's free, then you
First one's
start paying.
free, and that'll take a person to $5.12 out of that first penny. And
Bingo.
then there's phase two,
Takes
takes
you
them to
to
what?
52, 30, 52, 43.
5,243.
Yep.
Okay.
And you might be able to get that by the end of the first year and then go from 52 eight more times to 1,000,003 and then in the next, second, third, and fourth year, depending on how fast you want to do it.
Yeah. Well, isn't that funny? I think that what was the thing in school they would say, would you rather have this money up front or
Double
a
a penny
penny
30
doubled
times.
for a month or something like that?
30 times, and it was 20. It was
And
like 4 million.
people would think, well, I'd rather have the, I forget what the dollar amount was, up front.
Yeah.
But then when the teacher takes them through the doubling process, and after those 30 iterations, it's like, whoa, well, I'll take that instead. Heck yeah.
Yep.
All
But
right, so
you need the knowledge. We're offering the knowledge, and that's the secret sauce that
yeah.
nobody's ever offered. So we now have it available, and the website is now live, and people could go to start the 30-day challenge tomorrow if they want.
Yeah. Well, the thing is hopefully there's enough people out there that are hungry enough to want the return, the $1 million, but they don't know how to do it. So what
Correct.
you're doing is you're offering a simple solution and guidance, really step-by-step guidance as to how anybody can do this if they will just put in the work according to the instructions, the
Remember,
advice
you
that
asked me
was
at the
offered.
beginning, and I said sales is about finding a problem and then solving the problem better than everybody else.
Yep.
The problem they have is they don't have enough money or financial freedom. Now, this is a solution to solve that. It's
Well,
totally affordable and anybody at any level can do.
right. Well, not only do they not have the money, but they don't have the knowledge to acquire the money.
That's
And so
correct.
we're offering that. So, folks, this is a new one. I hope you are listening. We have George here, Millionaires by George. Kind of a play on words, but nevertheless, millionairesbygeorge.com. Probably no phone number is necessary. People can just go straight to the website, get all the information they need, right?
And they can click on there. It says contact us, and
Okay.
it'll send either an email to me or to my team,
All right.
and we'll answer back and help them. No problem.
All right, good deal. And I imagine part of your story is on that website someplace about us or something.
There actually is.
How
There's a video
got this cockamanie idea that if people will
about
do it,
us.
if
Yep.
people will do it, it'll work.
There's a video that I explain about my penny, my first penny project.
Cool. That's cool. George, how old are you?
I'll be 68 in a couple months.
Oh, you're just a kid. Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
young guy. I had a tennis match yesterday, so.
Right. Good deal. Great. I'm 75, so I've got a few years on you, but this is
You're
really,
going, I'm going where you've been, as they say.
yeah, indeed. Well, this is a pretty interesting concept. I'm going to check this out. So anyway,
What
hey.
did you, let me ask you a question. What did you like best about what you heard today?
The advice, the training, the teaching, how to get to the next step. That's what people need. And that's what I do as a coach and training, a sales trainer and a business and life coach, teach people how to get to where they want to go, how to reach their goals. Number one, how to set their goals and then how to reach them. So you have done that in this program, and I think that is really cool. $35 a month if they'll just do it, and they might find, and maybe you would agree to this, that some of the suggestions are so goofy that they may not take them seriously. But if they will,
Yeah, if they want to get on a webinar, I'll explain to them the ways that I did it. And
Yeah.
there's actually a guy that took a little red paper clip in England. His goal was to take that paper clip and barter it up enough times to where he could buy a house free and clear, and he did it, and he's got it on the web. And I have his TED talk on my website also to
Okay.
explain to people that he did it just through barter.
How long did it take him to do that? That's what another people are going to want to know that too. Well, how long is this going to take?
I think it took him less than 2 years.
So you're talking about the Generation Z and the millennials to accomplish this by the age 30. Isn't that what you said before?
That's my initial target. But
Yeah.
if you're a divorced mom or single parent, or you're a guy that's getting close to retirement and you're like, oh my God, I'm not going to have enough for retirement, you can plug this in so it'll fit any generation.
Right.
But I want to get the young generation going, and they'll get excited because it's internet based, it's fun, it's gamification, and it's and they're young and hungry and they want the shortcut, so we want to help them get it.
Good deal. All right. In closing, do you have any specific advice to throw out there to anybody? Just in general terms, life terms, money terms, whatever, apart from this.
Yes, be passionate and follow your dreams.
All right.
And Goya, as Tony Robbins used to say, Goya, get off your ass and go do it.
Be passionate and follow your dreams.
Yep, enjoy the ride, because when you get to the end, it's not the money that you're going to enjoy, it's going to be all the memories that you develop. So you have to enjoy it along the way.
All the things that you've accomplished and all the people that you've touched that you've reached along the way.
It's the memories from your family and your friends and your spouses and your interactions. That's what you will value the most. So make a lot of good memories quickly.
There you go. There you go. Somebody that's living it, somebody that has lived it. And at 68 years old, he's not stopping. He's
Now
still
I'm
doing
living my
something.
passion right now. I've had this, and it's time to get it out to the people and make it available. Because again, once I get all the answers built, it will last generations.
Heck yeah, that's right on. All right. Thanks for your time, George. It's been an interesting conversation.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it much.
Enlightening and good fortune to you. And folks, don't forget millionairesbygeorge.com. Hey, it doesn't hurt to check it out. It doesn't hurt to do that first phase and make yourself $5.12. And once you've done that, it's like, well, gee, I can do this. And then you can invest some money and go on the next step and the next
You
step.
with that 30 days,
Cool.
just remember, you're re-scripting your brain,
Yeah.
your subconscious, that they can't get to, and this is the way that you get to it.
Go for it. All right, folks. Thank you for
Thanks.
tuning in. Russ here from RST Coaching Academy and Money Talks. If you need to contact George, you're going to have to go to his website, Millionaires by George. Contact me at rstcoachingacademy.com or 386-286-2450.
My
We both
final
look forward to hear from you. What was that?
note is, guys, the reason that he's a coach is because you're going where he's been and he could get you there faster. That's
Thank
the
you.
key of why a coach is a coach. So tap
That's
into
right.
his knowledge and expertise and you'll get there faster.
And fortunately, through my association with Grant Cardone, I've got the tools to virtually guarantee that success. So, all
Thank
right,
you.
I'm going to let you guys go. We're going to be over and out, folks. So, we will see you around next time. Thank you very much.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.